Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The Hawks lost to the Wizards last night in D.C., 132-113. They're going to be home on Friday to take on the Cavs. North Texas's head football coach Eric Morris has been hired as the next head coach at Oklahoma State. The NFL has suspended Panther safety Trevon Moehrig for one game for that low blow on Juwan Jennings. Mm. Georgia remains... I know, I read that. I was like, is that how I should word it?
The groin punch.
Yeah. Georgia remains number 4 in the latest college football playoff rankings. Georgia Tech fell to number 23 after their loss to Pitt on Saturday. So the Falcons are heading to play the Jets this weekend. We really don't know how to size up this team at this point.
No, I don't.
Are there any bright spots or maybe some pieces where you're like, I don't know about this matchup when it comes to our defense, their offense, or vice versa?
I mean, I think that you look at Breece Hall and the running game and you think that should be at a certain level. He has been a guy that in the past, barring injury, has been really, really good. He's actually, you know, after watching it last week and watching some of the tape, he's actually more of a threat in the passing game. He had 75 yards receiving. Now, they did sign John Mechie or trade for John Mechie, a month ago. He's been pretty good inside of that offense. But outside of those two catching the ball, it's been next to nothing. Donnie Mitchell has a couple of catches last week. Mason Taylor has 3 grabs. Alan Lazard has been not great on the season, only 8 catches, 54 yards. I don't know. You're right, Al. I don't know how to size them up. They've traded away all their best players. Tyrod Taylor is now starting and, you know, kind of running around like a chicken with his head cut off. And they had some success defensively against Baltimore until they didn't, until Baltimore was like, nope, we're going to go ahead and win this game. And then it got out of hand.
Yeah, I saw what their offense is averaging yards per game, and I was like, that can't be right. 281 yards a game is what their offense is averaging. And it just doesn't feel – Like it's a real number, you know, but it is, and it's rough, but that's what they're not very good, but they have a knack, and it doesn't happen every week, but they have a knack of playing teams tough and keeping games close. So they're a defensive led team, they're a defensive minded coach, obviously with Aaron Glenn, so they can keep games close. But like I was talking about earlier, their offense isn't very good to begin with. You just went through their guys. Their leading receiver that's active is Mason Taylor, which is, you mentioned him earlier, Aaron Taylor's kid. But, you know, one of the things that's killed them is taking sacks has killed them from the quarterback position and allowing them. It's not all on the quarterback. As Dave Archer's probably in this car right now saying, it's not always on the quarterback, idiot. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but sometimes it is. And Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor have a little bit of a history of running into them and kind of helping that. But their mistakes, I mean, 16 false starts, 13 holding calls. Holding calls are major penalties, and they are drive killers.
Yes, they are.
And when you do that kind of stuff, you don't give yourself a chance. It's one of the things that's hurt our offense.
Yeah.
And when we get down to the red area, and you know they're scoring in the red area 52% of the time, and our offense has gotten a little bit better in the red area, but still not great.
Yeah, and I think whenever we do these, you know, kind of look aheads towards the game, I always try to focus on how I think the Falcons can be successful, where I think that there's a void in the other team, how the Falcons can kind of, you know, make sure that they jump into that void and can be successful. I find myself doing the flip side because there's so many unknowns about this team. And like I said, they kind of mirror the way I felt going into the game against the Saints last week. I'm like, I don't really know what Tyler Shuck is. I don't know what this wide receiver core is. I don't know what this offensive line is and some of those things. I will say they have been good, and they were good last week against Baltimore on third down. Baltimore only 2 of 11 in that victory on third down. They're 8th in the NFL on defense and third down rate at 35%. And obviously, we have been awful on third downs, especially in games we have lost. So I think that's going to be something I'll pay close attention to. If there was a way for New York to come out and kind of flip the script on Atlanta and make sure that they play up to their ability, it would be shutting things down on third down against Kirk Cousins and company and getting their offense another crack at it and getting on the field.
Yeah, and on the other side, when they do get the ball back, they're going to want to run the football. They're 7th in the league and running the football offensively. That's what they want to do. And whether they can do it or not, teams have had success against us on running the football. You know, you look at where our run defense is, and we're close to last in the league. We're 26th in the league. So we're giving up right about what they get every week. And that's how you stay on the field. Is you run the ball successfully on first and or second down, and you keep yourself in manageable third downs. And that is what New Orleans did when they had the ball for 30. I think I counted up 32 of the first 35 offensive plays in the second half that weren't special teams plays were offensive snaps by New Orleans.
Yeah.
And that's how that they flipped the script on time possession. And it's how they kept the game close.
So I'm sure it's going to take more than one win to get everyone back on the Kirk Cousins bandwagon. But going into this game on Sunday, how are you feeling with Kirk Cousins at QB?
That's a complicated emotion. You know what I mean? It's a complicated emotion. I feel good schematically about the changes we made. I don't know that it's necessarily Kirk Cousins. And I think his ability to distribute the football is definitely an uptick, especially if you get a healthy Drake London at any point. And just adding him, I don't look at Drake London coming back. I think if Penix were running this offense that we saw last week and Drake London came back, I would worry about Drake London taking over the offense and Penix locking in. I don't feel like that about Kirk Cousins. I feel like he's going to do a better job of kind of reading things from top to bottom. And the bottom line is, as much as we kind of joke or they've been a punching bag this year, the Jets offense, about how bad they've been, we're the same exact as they are in terms of scoring. We're averaging 19.9 a game, which is tied for 26th in the NFL. That's a hard stat to read. Because they have been awful, and evidently we have too offensively. So I feel better about the actual system with Kirk Cousins. I don't know that it's Kirk, but the marrying of the play action and the run game and the passing game downfield and his ability to get the ball to Mooney, I think makes me feel a little bit better about what the stats say we are on the whole as a year.
I would tell you what makes me feel better is a lot of the same thing that you were getting excited about in that first half of the Panthers game. At halftime, you're excited because Penix is getting the ball out quick. He's been decisive. He's 13 of 16, right? You've got 3 touchdowns and 4 drives. That's what Kirk did last week. Not maybe the 3 touchdowns and 4 drives, obviously, but they were really decisive. He was really quick with his decision-making. And with Bergeron and Lindstrom both banged up in the interior, because they are, and Wilkinson being, you know,
hit or miss.
Yeah, having days. You want to get the ball out quick. And that's going to help Bijan. You know, Bijan had 37 yards on 2 catches. Now, the ball was spread out, right?
Right.
I mean, I think, was it you that said it yesterday? Seven different receivers, I think.
Yeah, seven different receivers.
And Charlie Warner had three catches, right?
Right.
So get the ball out quick and just take whatever they're going to give you and stay on the field. Now, you still were atrocious on third down.
You were. That's tough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Well, we're going to bring this back up, but I do want you guys to hear some audio of Raheem Morris with Arch on the Coach's Show the other night that has a few eyebrows raised. People are inferring things from it, so take it in, marinate, take a listen to this.
You know, Kurt's comfortable up in the center, and that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do. And I think it was a great job game planning by Zach Robinson, our staff, all of those guys being able to communicate how we can get the run game going. We also came out in 13 personnel.
Yeah.
I think the most since 2000, I don't know what year it was, but we did a couple different things that we can do, that we want to do in order to try to win this football game. And I think you got to do whatever it takes to win football games. And that's always going to be the case, no matter who you're playing with or how it's going to look. You know, that's not really important to us. But I thought it was important to us to do some of the things that make all of us comfortable. And it did.
There's a lot being made of what Raheem did say there and what he did not say there. We're going to talk about that in a bit. But coming up next, Drew Brees and Philip Rivers are at the top of the Hall of Fame semifinalists. We'll talk about that and more when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.